first team to get all six wins. $50 that takes control of the game. It's a show where it always pays to keep your eyes on the pies. It's Double Dare.
We got four pies and five pies. The table for blue team. Our red team has four pies on the table. Congratulations, blue team. You guys are a winner. Give us some cutie pies. Some cutie pies. Congratulations, guys.
Welcome to Double Dare. And now, here's Liza Koshy.
Thank you, and welcome to Double Dare, where these two teams are set to take on brain-twisting trivia and a completely crazy obstacle course for a chance to win a ludicrous amount of cash and prizes. Now, I'm your host, Liza Koshy. How you doing? And joining me, a trailblazer in a sports blazer, the OG CEO, Chief Entertainment Officer, it's Mark Summers.
How are you? Nice to see you.
Why you got sunglasses on, Mark?
I knew you were going to ask that, but when I saw your shorts, I thought, oh my gosh, take a look at those. Those are like day glow shorts.
Things?
Unbelievable.
They're almost as bright as my personality.
Almost. I like them. They're super cute.
Yeah.
You
actually, wait, could you put those back on?
Yes.
You now look like your podium.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
You do.
I do, don't I? Just a little
you do.
Bit.
That podium is based off of you, right? Yeah, it is. Now, enough about Mark and his matching podium. Let's meet our teams in blue. It's best friends Giselle and Ruby. They sing, they prance. They're the singing prancers. So we sing and we prance. Do we do it at the same time?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. We do that too. So I hear you're both into gymnastics. What's your best element?
Probably aerials.
You can do an aerial? That's a cartwheel with no hands, if you guys don't know.
Really?
That's wild. Yeah. Can you do one, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Every morning I get up and do that.
Yeah. I do that right after my cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So can I see anything today? Is there something you guys can show me?
Yeah.
Come on down. Come on down to the stage. Let's see. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. Yeah, go for it. Let's see. Oh, snap! Whoa! She caught air. How about you? You want to do something, too?
Okay.
Let me see. Oh, snap! Very cool. Very cool. I got this. Watch out. Thank you. Good job, guys. You guys are fantastic. So what strategy do we have today on Double Dare?
Try our hardest. Use our brains.
Yeah. Good stuff. I also heard you guys like The Greatest Showman?
Oh, yeah.
Is that because of Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Yeah, me too. Hello, Zachary. Very cool. Now, they love The Greatest Showman, but now they're on The Greatest Show. Also on our great show is the red team. We have cousins Yasmin and Amari. She's an academic triathlete. He builds hybrid go-karts for fun. Now, suddenly I feel not very smart. They are the Strikers. Wow, you guys do it all, don't you? Very cool. What kind of go-karts have you made?
I've made like a 30cc go-kart.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds cool. 30cc, is that how fast it goes?
Yeah.
Very cool. That's awesome. And how old are you?
12.
12? And it's legal to drive?
Yes.
Sure, we'll say it is. So, how does it feel today to be on Double Dare, guys?
It's great. Like, I'm so glad to be here, and I'm pretty sure my parents are really proud of me, and his auntie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're proud?
Yeah, they're very proud.
Are they a little jealous, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Very cool. We'll see if the Strikers can strike gold. No, we only have money and prizes on the show, sorry. But let's play some Double Dare.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it right, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team hasn't got a clue, you can dare them to answer it for double the amount. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you'd have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. You got it?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. The manners. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, now, the singing prancers, you guys won our first toss-up challenge. $50 on the board and control of the game. Here is your first question. As of 2018, Serena Williams holds the record for most Grand Slams won in which sport?
Baseball.
I'm sorry, baseball is incorrect. The correct answer was tennis. And since there was no dare, there are no dollars. But that does mean the Strikers are now in control. And here is your question. In Fortnite, up to how many players compete simultaneously in a battle royale match?
100.
100 players is correct. You got it. $50. You play Fortnite?
Yeah.
You do those Fortnite dances?
Yeah.
Come on over here. Let me see. Right here. Show me. Hey, there it is. All right, now you're just showing off. Go back. All right, here's your next $50 question. Which vlog brother is the author of the best-selling books, The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns?
Dare.
Worth $50.
Dare.
Dare, now worth $100. Which vlog brother is the author of the best-selling books, The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Towns?
Double Dare.
Double Dare, now worth $200. What do we think, Strikers?
Oh, we'll take the physical challenge.
The Strikers are taking the physical challenge.
The answer is John Green. We're going to break that tie right now. $200 at stake. Liza.
My red team, come on over here. We're going to get you guys geared up. Now, this physical challenge ought to float your boat, because that's what you're doing. You're going to make a root beer float. Now, you guys are going to do this Double Dare style. As you can see, there are three stations here that have three ingredients to make a root beer float. You're going to push her in the mug to each one. You're going to rip the cord to release the ingredient. All right, guys, we feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good. All right, thank you, Eric. All right, guys, remember, to win $200, all you have to do is add all three ingredients in 20 seconds, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, float! Here we go. They're on to the first station, pulling on their first ingredient.
There you go, over there!
Strikers, you look very striking right now.
Thank you.
You look fantastic. I got a little messy in that one too. You guys won $200. Feel good? Yeah, it does. All right, $200 and control of the game. You guys ready for your question?
Yes.
Yes, they are. Here it is. What Middle Eastern city is home to the tallest building in the world? Worth $50. All right, Strikers, what do we think?
Dare.
All right, now worth $100. What Middle Eastern city is home to the tallest building in the world? Singing Prancers.
Double dare.
Now worth $200. Strikers, what do we think?
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're ready to take another physical challenge.
The city is Dubai. With this physical challenge, we might have a tie. Let's see. Liza.
All right, I'm going to send you guys right on over here. Come on over there. Now, you guys, in this challenge, you guys have to throw these giant lint balls onto this regular-sized, boom, thought I was going to make it. I did it. That's okay. We try again. Regular-sized lint roller. Just like that, but not like that, okay? All right, cool. Now, if you guys are able to throw 5 of these onto the lint roller in 20 seconds, we're going to give you guys $200. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Now, if you guys aren't able to do this, that $200 goes over to the Singing Prancers, and then we have a tied score. Uh-oh. Here we go. On your mark, get set, throw. All right, we're looking for 5 lint balls. None yet, but one's coming. I know it is. Keep going. 3, 2, 1. Oh! Good try, guys. Good try. We got one ball, but our Singing Prancers are now balling with $250 on the board, and now we have a tied score. Come on over here, guys. Good job. Good job, y'all. Good job. And that sound means it's the end of round one. Right now, we have our Singing Prancers with $250. Also with $250 on the board are the Strikers. It's a tied game, but it's still anybody's game. Isn't that right, Mark?
That's right, because in round two, all the dollar values will be doubled. And as a matter of fact, with this tie right now, we'll break it when we come back and do this toss-up for $100.
Stay tuned, guys. Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollars. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will determine who gets in control of round two. Mark, are you ready?
Yeah, I got a couple people. Come on and join me over here if you would, please.
Oh, hey, guys.
These are two people who grew up watching this show. And so what I'd like you to do is demonstrate what this physical challenge is. So why don't you explain what they have to do?
I think the iconic Mark Summers should. Go ahead, Mark.
We've got pool noodles over here. So what you're going to do, ladies, you're going to hold on to a pool noodle. Why don't you do that? You take a...
What you have
to do is pick up one of those balloons. Go over there.
There we go. Come on over here.
You can do it.
Thank you, our volunteers. You're not getting paid for this.
That's right. Just one.
There we go.
And then put it in the container.
And then bring it on over here.
There you go. That's all you have to do. Fantastic.
There we go.
Nice job,
and that's
ladies.
How we play this toss-up challenge, guys. All right. Thank you, ladies.
So how many do they have to get in there, Liza?
The first team to transfer three balloons into those buckets is our toss-up winner. Now, check it out, Mark. Our scores are tied. Now, this toss-up challenge is worth $100, and the person who wins has the lead.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Are you ready? On your mark.
Get set. Go! Let's do it!
Yeah,
we're
going
to go over there. That's the question.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
We got a red team working on the first balloon. Blue team's also working on theirs. Oh, blue team dropped their balloon. Red team's making their way over. We got one for red. One for red. All right, blue team. Oh, another dropped balloon. Blue team.
I'm on the blue side.
We got red team working on their second balloon. Boom! Two balloons.
Come on, blue team. You
got
to hold on to them.
Blue team. Really squeeze the noodles together. Use your noodles. Use them. Strikers, we had a tied game. Now our strikers are in the lead. Feeling good, guys?
Yes. Feels so good.
All right, my red team, you guys are in control of round two, where everything is worth double from here on out, all right? All right, here's your first $100 question. What American automobile manufacturer produces the Focus, Fiesta, and Fusion? Mark Ford. $100 could keep you in the lead.
Mark Ford?
Oh, I'm sorry, we can't take Mark Ford. We can only take Ford or Henry Ford.
Oh.
But since there was no dare, there are no dollars. But that does mean my singing prancers are now in control. Here's your $100 question. Which of the following chips has flavors like spicy nacho and cool ranch? Is it Fritos, Doritos, or Despacitos?
Doritos.
Doritos is correct. You got it. Now we are back to a tied game. Singing Prancers, this could put you in the lead. Your $100 question. The Jewish festival of Hanukkah lasts for how many nights?
Eight.
Eight is correct. You got it. Nice. Your next question. What species of butterfly with orange, black, and white wings shares its name with a word for king?
Monarch.
You got it. That's right. My singing prancers are in the lead. Here's your next question. This is what you came for. What DJ's real name is Adam Richard Wiles? Worth $100.
Dare.
Dare, now worth $200. This is what you came for. What DJ's real name is Adam Richard Wiles?
DJ Snake.
I'm sorry, DJ Snake is incorrect. The correct answer is Calvin Harris. And since that was a dare, there are some dollars. My singing prancers got $200. With a total score of $750, here's your next $100 question. Famed botanist and inventor George Washington Carver developed more than 300 uses for what? Is it pears, peanuts, or Pop-Tarts?
Peanuts.
Peanuts, you got it. That's right. Your next $100 question. Often seen in Westerns, what is the name of the plant that has broken away from its roots and is blown around by the wind? With $100 and keep you in the lead, what do we think?
Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed, you got it, baby. Still in the lead and control. In what popular board game can you trade in your ore, grain, and wool resource cards for a development card?
Minecraft.
I'm sorry, Minecraft is incorrect. The correct answer is the Settlers of Catan. And since there was no dare, there are no dollars. But that does mean the Strikers are back in control. All right, Strikers, here is your question. If Psy wanted to release a new song called Gingham Style, which would he likely be singing about? Is it a patterned shirt, a fancy vase, or a glass of ginger ale? Worth $100. What do we think?
The shirt.
Pattern shirt is correct. You got it. Strikers. That was a striking sound. That sound means time's up. Let's check the scores. Our singing prancers have $950, while our strikers have $450, which means congratulations to our singing prancers. You guys are our winner. You can sing and celebrate if you want. Now you guys get to keep that cash, plus you're headed to the amazing obstacle course. Now please give it up for our strikers who did such an amazing job today. Yes, they did. Now, you guys did so well. You're not going home empty-handed, because you get this high five, and you get some amazing prizes that we have backstage for you guys. We had a lot of fun playing with you, didn't we, guys? Yeah, we did. Now, I'm ready for the obstacle course. Mark, are you ready?
As a matter of fact, we're going to be prancing to the obstacle course. These two ladies are going to do a great job. Audience, are you ready to see it? Let's go to that obstacle course, all 8 and 60. Can we do it today? We'll find out together right after this.
Double Dare, where the singing prancers have pranced their way all the way down to the obstacle course. Now, Giselle and Ruby, in the first two rounds, you guys won $950. That's so much. But there's so much more on this Double Dare obstacle course. Now, there are 8 stations, and you're going to finish each one by grabbing the flag. All right, so let's walk through this. First up, we have the Sunday Slide. You're going to climb all the way up that ice cream up there, take a trip through the whip, get into that delectable dessert, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
A gift card to shop for new sunglasses online at Pepper's Polarized Eyewear, backed by a lifetime warranty.
Next up is Blowout. You're going to party like it's a party favor, all right? You're going to climb through the very beginning, get the flag in the middle, climb on out, and you guys are going to come out with this.
Spikeball, a fun active 2-on-2 game, perfect for the backyard or beach.
All right, next up is couch searching. You don't want to lie down on this and take a nap. You want to get in those cushions, find the flag, and when you find the flag, you guys are going to find yourself with this.
This package of 3 Rio Grande games. These strategy games encourage family and friends to plan and think rather than just rely on luck.
Next up, you're going down the hatch. You're going to open that mouth up wide, slide through, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
The Blade Inductrix FPV Plus. Small enough to fly anywhere and fun for everyone.
All right, next up is the Slime Hydrant. All you want to do is lift the top up. Slime's going to shoot up. Also shooting up is the flag. If you grab that, you're also going to get this.
Guitar Center lessons where musicians of all ages and skill levels can learn to play a variety of instruments in any genre.
Next up is Manhole. All you want to do is flip that top off, stick your hand in the sewer. Don't worry, it won't bite. Grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
A chance to experience the power of flight at iFlight, where you can enjoy a sense of freedom you have never known.
You guys want to know what $10,000 of pudding looks like? It's this. Yeah, this is number 7. It's the tank. Now, all you want to do is jump into the chocolate pudding, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
A Swagtron electric fat bike. All the fun of a fat tire bike boosted by an amazing electric motor Swagtron Ride Beyond.
Up next, it's Station 8. It's the Great. It's the Mount St. Double Dare. That's right. All you want to do is climb all the way up to Mount St. Double Dare. That's right. Grab the flag at the very top before time expires, and you guys are going to slide into a mountain. St. Double Dare. Our prizes with this.
We're sending you both to Space Camp. Train like an astronaut and experience NASA-inspired missions at the world-renowned Space Camp in Huntsville, Alabama. Good luck, ladies.
All right, so what's the strategy here today, ladies?
Just go as fast as we can.
Yeah.
Try to hand off quickly and do our best.
Are you running or are you prancing?
Prancing.
Prancing. Nice. All right, so who's taking the first obstacle?
I am.
You're taking the first one? All right, head on over there. All right, guys. Now, there's 8 obstacles. I want 60 seconds on the clock. Feeling good? Feeling ready? All right, here we go, guys. On your mark, get set, go! Go, go, go! I got this. Down through the wind. 3, 2, 1.
The party!
All right, we're at the party now. It's
positions. Find the flag. Lift them all up. All of them. All of them. Get in there. Get in there. Where is it? Orange flag. Right there.
Right there. Right there.
There we go. There we go. Wait.
Right here. Right here.
Over there. Over there. There you go. Come on down. Down the hatch. There we go. So snap. So snap. Keep going. Keep going, girl. You got this. Grab the flag. On the slime hydrant. On the slime hydrant. Keep going, ladies, keep going. Come on, it's the mantle. Mantle, open it up. Get in there, find the flag. Let's see, where is it at? Ooh. Come on, there we go, there we go. She's in there, she's in. Come on over, guys, come on over. Come on out of that chair, stop eating the pudding.
Nice run,
good
nice
job,
run.
Guys. You guys went through 6 obstacles. There's a lot of prizes. Look, tell them what they won.
Here's what they won. The sunglasses, the spike ball, the Rio Grande Games, the Blade Inductor FTD Plus, the Music Plus, the Theodore Skydiving, and $950 for a grand total of over $3,400 in cash and prizes. Nice job. Congratulations.
Good job. How do we feel? Good? Are we singing? Are we prancing? What do we got? What do we got? Is this a prance? Am I doing it right?
Yeah.
That's a prance? Wait, let me, what's the other celebration dance? We got another one? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Congratulations. We'll see you guys next time on Double Dare. Bye.